Hello once again, everybody. Ryushikaze from thelifestream.net. Yet another Fan's Eye View commentary track. We're coming on to the final episodes of Final Fantasy Unlimited Penetration. It is episode 24, Chaos, the Earl Unveiled, and I'm joined by Carly, Jess, Soak, Cassie, Red, and Keegan. So get yourself ready, because shit's getting weirder. And I know that seems impossible, but they're gonna try. So one, a two, a three, a click.
Prelude.
Unresolved sexual tension.
It's penis to penis combat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh shit, did you press play already?
Yes.
Oh?
We're 30 seconds in.
Oh, yes. She was still thinking about the moment that
your brain just stroked off. Like, we're 40 seconds! Stop.
Might as well aim for 45 now.
Okay, yeah, 45.
Tell me when you get to 50.
Okay. We're there.
We're at 50.
Okay.
You hit play.
Gosh, Kathy.
No harm, no foul, so we'll just listen to...
I apologize for nothing.
Red snoring as she drifts off...
Much like the people who made the series.
...to sleep, and it's amazing. She can sleep with all the sex in the air. I mean, just look at Kaze and Mackenzie, they're burning. We lust for each other, it's kind of pathetic. They want to bone each other so much I can't even say how much, it's not quantified.
A new song every time.
And I'm really just pulling it straight out of my ass.
No, hey, it's that guy.
That's a woman.
Every person is that guy to Red.
Oh, okay.
Especially the women.
I'm your guy. Wait a minute, is this...
Hey, it's those guys! And that guy.
Who was never really threatening other than that stupid puzzle?
Nope. He really was just an asshole.
Yep. Stupid puzzle.
Is there any point in going back to the submarine? You can't go on land. Touch your boob. It always works.
Oh my god, I just realized you have both tracks on this file.
Mm-hmm.
Changing.
Don't get too close to her. Her boobs are going to poke you.
Her nipples. They do look like they could put someone's eyes out. It's like she's wearing a 50s-style brassiere.
She is a 50s-style brassiere.
No, you are.
He's restricting.
She lifts and separates.
I'm too injured by being consumed by water.
I'm too pathetic to not move out. Yeah. Yes! He finally realizes it! It only took him, what, the whole fucking series? I never do anything.
He's still not doing anything.
That is completely Yu's fault for standing there for like a full.
Yeah,
like,
so we are literally going through all of the stock animation that we made for this game or this movie, TV series, and didn't use enough.
Hey, remember this moment? Oh my god, remember this moment?
Yeah,
and this one and this one.
This is like the clip show without actually having a clip show.
It's nothing if not flashy.
Oh, yeah.
whoa, slightly serious eyes.
Oh, that just killed his boner.
Oh, yeah.
He needs Moogle testicles to help.
Check this out, it's all... Goddamn.
Or Moogle belly button, I don't know. That belly button looks really disturbing on him.
Oh god, I know. Ooh. Cover your shame, Kupo.
Oh please, then Kasei and everyone.
So while during this semi-boring fight scene, let's talk about our favorite Moogles.
What's your favorite Moogle? From this guy?
I'm gonna go with the blue one in 9.
Artemisian?
Yeah, Artemisian, that's what I thought.
I like Silken.
My favorite Moogles are from Dissidia, because they're very, very cute.
Silken was like the Gobo Fraggle of F9.
He was, very much so. He was, Uncle Travelin' Matt.
Yeah, so definitely a Silken girl.
For a minute, it looked like White Cloud lost an arm, and I was like, when did that happen?
Slosh.
Did he just end up going back to the same old cube they were in?
Yes.
Badly done water.
You is a winner.
He's gone. Oh.
Oh shit! The estrogen quotient of the series just rose dramatically. Sure, we lost you, but we also lost two of the most masculine characters in the show!
That mute and indecent Moogle are gone. Oh no.
Hey, that indecent Moogle is one of the best characters. Period. End of.
Yeah, I know. He is. He's no Moglamesh, but...
No. But not everybody can be Moglamesh. Only Mog can be Moglamesh.
Yes.
Her boobs are as distracting as David Bowie's crotch in the labyrinth.
So gay.
So you're saying that her boobs and David Bowie's crotch need to meet together?
I'm done with Kaze. You can have them back now.
The force of them coming together would end everything.
Pants, magic pants. Junk, magic junk.
What? Oh no, you mean he's still alive?
Yes.
After all these kills.
Oh my god, that's horrible.
Hey, it's Lilymon.
Audio coming through on somebody else's end.
Oh, I knew it was going to happen sometime.
I think White Cloud should kiss Kaze.
I hate when people talk in riddles.
It'll wake him up.
Whoa. Somebody just needs to learn chaos control.
No, they just need to learn how to truly deal with it. They need to get horny.
Did Kasei overdo himself? Like, too much?
He is spent.
The back of her skirt right there would have been completely revealing to anybody behind her.
Yep.
Look at that. That's horrible.
Why is he blushing?
Because he's got a man crush.
He's easily aroused.
Did he just cream his pants?
Yes.
He's like, oh,
he is still jizzing his pants.
Mm-hmm. He's like, he talked to me. Oh, God.
Oh, Mackenzie, mask on, mask off. Decide.
Shh. Kukuryu.
Wow. His legs look really shapeless right there.
Oh, yeah.
Dun dun dun.
Be diddly dee dee dee.
Man, he needs some sleep.
How did they get him? Did I miss that part?
That part where the whole ground exploded?
Yeah.
And then
I must have been not paying attention.
Pixie?
So, Fairy Pixie? Stop. Stop fantasizing about Kaze for a split second and watch the show.
Okay, the kid is not only useless, he gets in trouble all the time. This
yes.
is
Stop, seeing all those pancakes makes me really hungry.
Whoa, you guys are missing two complete random strangers delivering food.
Yeah, no.
That's a liability.
We know exactly who they are. And we just, at this point, don't really care.
No.
I'm really hungry for some pancakes right now.
In fact, I think...
And cake!
I want that birthday cake.
On that sub are more liabilities than helpers.
Including with IU?
I just throw it out the window or something.
The cake looks delicious.
The cake is a lie.
True that.
Without you, who am I going to needlessly torture?
Hold on,
you!
I'm too busy being scientific.
Yeah.
I love how inappropriate the music is right now.
She's got curves.
I ship Lisa with that guy, not with Kaze.
Everything about wearing anything other than the orange.
Ring his bell. Ring his bell.
He's unconscious, right?
Oh, yes.
Because I can't really tell the difference from that and when he's awake.
Dead, awake, asleep, all the same to Kaze. He's in fact spent entire fight scenes asleep.
I like how his legs, like, fan out.
Yeah.
Aqua Beam. Mega Aqua Beam.
Oh, we lost a red.
Whoa, filler animation.
Yes. This is very cheap, cost-saving animation right here.
Oh my god, I wonder why they had to cancel the show.
No, I think it was basically at this point they were told, we're canceling the show, here's the rest of your budget.
Oh, well, I guess we gotta plan some really crappy ending.
Yeah,
we'll pay you
is,
not
is,
to make any more of this.
Yeah, this is actually where the animation quality really starts improving, which is the weird thing.
Yeah, I know. They at least gave him, you know,
a good send-off, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a well-written send-off, I don't think, but...
But it was done with care, which is more than you can say about half of the middle episodes.
Yeah, the definition of filler.
Yeah.
Comes the term here, the show. Comes to mind.
Especially, like, a good 3 or 4 of the We're in the Sub episodes.
I'm on a boat.
No, they were totally on a boat. On a motherfucking boat.
Is that supposed to be Atlantis?
I think it's supposed to be a pineapple under the sea. This is this universe versions of Patrick.
The worst. SpongeBob.
I didn't realize Patrick was such a badass.
Mackenzie is SpongeBob.
Huh. But I thought they were best friends. I just saw him cut him in half. anime.
They were best friends. But that was before the incident with the squirrel.
Oh, that's right. They both love the squirrel. Oh shit, slightly serious eyes again.
Yes.
Oh!
He is totally jizzing his pants.
Totally is.
Jizz in his pants.
He's actually paid to do that. It makes it more entertaining for the majesty. Whatever. Emperor. Person.
Okay. I don't understand what just happened. I disconnected.
Yes. Have you still been watching?
Yeah, but I paused for a couple of minutes to check on my Wi-Fi router. So what time are you guys at now?
15:36.
Okay, tell me when,
Well, aim for 15.
When you get to 16. Tell me when you guys get to 16.
Oh,
okay.
Alright, sure.
I hope their cues fall from them.
Almost.
Now.
There.
Okay.
Yes, an empty bottle.
Uh-huh.
This guy has never heard of Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Acquired crappy summon.
Yeah.
Instead
you
of Pokeball,
a pissed.
Uh-huh. Instead of Pokeball, he uses bottles.
Mm-hmm.
He's old-fashioned.
Use a bottle to defeat Ganondorf. Ah. That's quite the challenge.
Done that. You still need to use Light Arrow, though.
No, that's just great. He used Peast to turn... Yeah, to turn him into a summon to destroy the puzzle.
To be fair, he was asking for it.
What's the animal about? He just doesn't give a shit.
I'm a fucking brat.
Sounds like Kanchi's got a problem.
Krutz, you never did jack shit, really. All you did was look and sort of occasionally look sort of ominous and say, Kukuru! Eventually, she becomes an actual character, and by eventually, I mean in the radio plays.
I've been meaning to look that up. Because I recently discovered that. I was like, aw, sweet, it doesn't end.
Yeah.
Aw, I hope it's not crap.
You know, I actually wonder, much like with the Spirits Within, how differently would we view this series if we managed to sort of excise the Final Fantasy part, but leave all the rest of it as, you know, intact as much as we could?
Yeah, that's how I always felt. If they just called it Spirits Within and released it, it probably
would. Yeah. Oh, you should take a listen to the commentary track of that we released, because that's basically what we spent the first 5 minutes discussing.
Yeah. Although, what would they name this here? Just Gaia Unlimited? I'd name it Gaia Unlimited.
Something like that.
I guess it's
I guess it's one. Actually, Soil might have been a great thing to call this.
Legend of the Mogun?
Yeah, Soil, Legend of the Mogun. Also, if Makenshi is not from Myst on the Blue Planet, I will actually kind of be disappointed. Because he is using so many goddamn Mist Dragons.
I was going to say, what if he was actually... That would be cool if he's a...
Like, Ridia's... Yeah, Sun? Or, you know,
yeah,
like
exactly.
That.
A Mist Dragon Blood or something.
Yeah.
Huh. Mist Dragon. I miss that.
I mean, you know, I've got my similar sort of hilarious magical crack genealogies for Final Fantasy. Like, Richard Highwind begets Kane Highwind begets Cid Highwind. Cid, who begets Riku, begets down that line until you get to Cid Highwind's mother, who finally hooks up with Kane Highwind.
This is probably the first time I've ever seen that kid smiling or laughing.
Yes. And it's to reveal that he is a terrible monster.
I figured that before.
Yeah. Oh, no, I mean, if you didn't figure out that he was a terrible monster ages ago, I mean, you've literally not been paying any attention to this show. Or were not there for the obvious cues.
I just... Oh, nice, that's some pain right there.
Yeah.
His eyes.
Yes, he looks
like... Is that a pain or a lot of sexual tension?
Yes.
He's like, oh, yeah.
For him, they are one and the same.
You just cried out manly tears.
Look, it's penetrating everything.
And on that event, we're going right to the credits, you see. Because we're going to cock-tease you all. Because we need you to tune in for the last. The last episode is the finale. It doesn't finish really, but it does get us to a point where we can go on. And really, you'll just have to see what happens.
Never
liked
this song.
I will say that Kaze dies, Harry will kill him, and Dumbledore will laugh. Because you see, Snape kills Dumb, Darth Vader kills Aerith while riding Rosebud. You see, that's the thing, it's spoilers. And
I bet you'll have something to do with
about the file. Nah, I've mentioned this before, but one of my favorite games to play is, it's simply titled Horrible Spoilers, and it's a game I made up. You loudly declare, HORRIBLE SPOILERS! Then what you say is something that can't be considered a spoiler at all. Possibly it's the most basic information about a series, or maybe
just make it so like every NPC spoils something huge in pop culture. They're like, "Hi, how's it going? By the way, Bruce Willis is dead the entire time."
Well, no. So to do that one, to do with that particular movie, the horrible spoilers game, you say horrible spoilers.
Oh, there's that guy.
Haley Joel Osment sees dead people.
And those guys, and that guy, and that guy, and that guy.
Also, we are into tentacle bondage this episode, so yay.
That's a lot of blue lighting.
Yep.
Blue means depression.
Blue means awesome power.
And then Fabula destroys a crystal and kills everybody in existence.
Happy ending. Fuck squall, everyone dies? I'll go with that.
It's a fuck squall.
is spewed.